do we have the right to expect, do we trust that the people who are looking after our things, our lives, our bodies are qualified, that they're professional, they actually know what they're doing, they have a qualification and it's updated? So the plumber that's coming to fix your taps, do you actually know that they are a qualified plumber and they really do know what they're doing? The person who's fixing your car, do they have a mechanical education? And more importantly, do they actually know about your car and how it works? Because obviously there's lots of different cars. My area is obviously the health profession, and do we have a right to know, do we care if our GP, our physio, our chiropractor, any other medical specialist, do we care if they're qualified, if they're updated, if they're registered and they're insured? And I'm sure we'd say yes. What about our personal trainer, our gym instructor, our yoga or Pilates or fitness class instructor? If they are dodgy and they don't have a qualification and they don't have insurance and the exercise information or the food information they give you is actually dangerous or it won't work or it could hurt you or make you sick, if we don't check that they've got qualifications to give us that information and we take that information on board, whose fault is it? Who is responsible for the fact that we got sick or we got injured? And it's a really interesting question. Do we have the right to expect that all of our healthcare professionals have the very best, most updated qualifications? And I would say that with your doctor, you would want to make sure that they've done some ongoing education about how the human body works, particularly something like heart surgery that used to be open heart surgery and would take hours and hours, and now they do it in a couple of minutes and it's non-invasive. So obviously you want to get the doctor that's got the updated information on your heart. So what about fitness professionals? They have the potential to do more for our health and well-being than any other medical professional, because it's not just about getting us healthy, fit and strong, losing weight and feeling energetic, but the major killer diseases in the world like coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, they're all things that a great fitness professional can actually prevent with the right information, the right knowledge, the in-depth understanding of anatomy and physiology and how the human body works. So do you check? Should we check? Is it an uncomfortable, awkward question to say, excuse me, Miss Personal Trainer, excuse me, Mr. Fitness Instructor, excuse me, person who's running my yoga class or my Pilates class, do you have a qualification? Is it up to date? Do you have in-depth knowledge about anatomy and physiology, and maybe have a little test ready for them so that you can get the right answers? Maybe they got an education a really long time ago, but they've forgotten what they learned, or they've chosen to ignore what they learned because they are following the fitness fashions and fads, and they're doing all of that without thinking for themselves and asking why. And then they might be giving you stuff that they think's great for them or their bodybuilding group or their sporting group, but it may not work for you or it may not be appropriate for you. And you actually are. Why have you given me this exercise? What are the muscles that I'm using? What are the origins, insertions, and actions of the muscles that I'm using so that this person, or you know that this person actually knows what they're talking about? And of course, there's things like ongoing education, insurance, registration as a fitness professional, the things that make people a professional person. And then there's the question of, is this fitness person acting as a professional in all areas of their fitness business? So I always like to, or would like to believe, that your fitness person should know your short-term goals and help you achieve them as quickly as possible. They would then set your next goal and help you achieve those, but they would know and understand your long-term health and fitness goals and make sure that you're on track to being exactly the way you want to be when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 years of age. And do they actually care about whether or not you're achieving those goals? Do they know what they are when you want to achieve them? I like to think that they would know how you would feel when you achieve those goals, how would you would feel if you didn't, and they would make sure that they do everything possible to make sure that they help you achieve all of your goals. Then are they acting as a fitness professional in every area? So are they on time, well prepared for your session? Are they well groomed? Do they dress as a professional person who charges professional fees for a professional service? We get cranky about and we joke about the workmen that come to our house and they've got dirty shoes or they've got bad breath or BO or their bottom cracks hanging out of the top of their shorts. Why do we put up with it with our fitness instructors? Some of them are smelly, some of them have got dirty fingernails, some of them have got, they're not well groomed, their clothes don't fit them properly. It might not be the top part of their bottom that's hanging out of the shorts, their shorts, it might be the bottom. do we have the right to expect that a person would dress and present themselves as a professional if they're charging us? And personal training now is $50, $60, $70 for half an hour. So that's a professional fee in anybody's language. Then do you check their business? So if you're going to the gym, do you know that the gym is safe and secure? If you're going to give them $1,000 a year, do you know that they're investing that money wisely or they've got good business practices? Is the personal trainer that you're giving money to, do they have a registered business? Do they have good business practice? Secure banking, accounting and bookkeeping, a comprehensive personal and professional and business insurance policy. If something happens to you or you trip over something in the gym, do you know that you'll be fully covered by insurance if something happens? Do they have a fair cancellation policy for both you and them? And that just shows pure professionalism that there is a cancellation policy and you both know what it is. And then from a professional etiquette point of view, is your fitness person honest? They don't gossip, they don't criticize. They're a positive person who's genuinely interested in you. And then you can trust them to keep everything you share with them private. And just as a side note, if your personal trainer or your fitness instructor is telling you private information about their other clients, it's obviously possible that they would be sharing your personal information with their other clients. So just be careful of that. Imagine if your GP or your physio or even your bank manager or a pilot on the plane rocked up late, they were dressed in shorts and a singlet, they were sweaty, smelly, talking on a personal phone call, they were sucking on a protein shake or eating a protein bar. They didn't have a professional booking system. They didn't have professional receipts. And then you go to get on the plane and they take your money and the pilot puts the money in his sock. Or you go to the accountant and the accountant says, yeah, we don't have a receipt book today. So they just take your money and put it in their pocket. I don't think you would trust that person as a professional. However, we seem to do that in the fitness profession. People dress poorly. They have bad personal and professional etiquette. They eat in front of you. A lot of them don't have a good booking system or professional receipts. And a lot of fitness people are still taking your money and putting it in their bag or in their wallet. And it's just not a professional process. Do we have the right to ask? And I'm going to share with you that you do, because the fitness profession deserves to have a better reputation than that. Then what if you went to the GP and they didn't screen you for past injury and past medical challenges and your medical history, and then they wrote you some generic prescription while they were gossiping to you about their personal marriage challenges or another person's personal life? Now, you wouldn't go to that doctor, I'm sure, but there's a lot of fitness people who will write you a general prescription for exercise. They've written the same one for everybody. And while they're doing that, they're gossiping and talking about other people at the gym. If you do ask for their qualifications, please check that they're not out of date, that they are recognised, and that they were completed in the first place. You have a right to have a fully qualified fitness professional who's updated, registered, insured to look after you. The Western world is sicker and fatter and weaker and more energy zapped than it's been at any time in history. Coronary heart disease, as I shared, type 2 diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis, depression, they're fast becoming out of control. The doctors don't actually know what to do. They're trying to maintain and keep control of a pandemic. Drugs and medication are keeping us alive, but our quality of life and our energy levels and our productivity, they're all falling drastically. So even your GP will agree, every medical professional will agree, that getting some regular exercise and eating healthy and doing some common sense, sensible, healthy things for your body would be a great idea and would probably prevent and or cure a large percentage of medical challenges. However, who are you asking to help you with that stuff, and are you making sure that they are a professional? So I believe that a true fitness professional has the answer to preventing and treating and even curing some of the biggest killer diseases in the world, and they certainly can help all of us to lose weight, get fit, get strong, feel more self-confident, be better at our sport, be better human beings. However, I believe that as consumers of a product, we need to hold our fitness people responsible for themselves. So please ask your fitness person, your personal trainer, your exercise instructor for their qualifications and make sure that they are qualified and they are being professional so that we can trust as a human race that the fitness profession can help us with our medical challenges and with our health and fitness requirements. I think it's just logical, and I think that if we don't check, it would be our fault, not the dodgy trainer that gives us the information.